The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, my fellow addicts? It's Big J Okerson. Ralph's not here, ass. He's trying to get out of a trip to Jamaica. What a jerk off you have to be to try to get out of a trip to Jamaica. We have an awesome episode for you today. Brendan Sagalow sat in for Ralph. Big shoes to fill, literally and figuratively, but Brendan is absolutely fucking hilarious. And we have on our guest, Sexy Vanessa, with our three bachelors, because we have a bachelor. What do you call it? The bachelor? The dating game.
Dating game, yeah.
And the they are the bachelors in the
right.
Dating game.
Yep.
Boom. Nailed it. Yeah. Our contestants, returning favorite to the show, Mo the Monster. We have Ace, who's been on the show before with Peyton Sinclair, and Rich. Rich, dark horse favorite. Don't get upset. Don't count Rich out just yet, everybody. Take it from me. It's an absolutely hilarious episode. There's dicks. There's old tits. There's genuine wisdom and stories from a time that none of us know. Everybody's a Sexy Vanessa episode and the dating game of the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me your tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's beat, I'm beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far. You need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
What's up, my fellow addicts? Oh, it sounds like a dildo when you say it. I can't do Ralph's thing. Hey, everyone. It's the SDR show. I'm Big J Okerson. Ralph's out because he's pretending to be sick so he doesn't have to go to Jamaica. You heard it here first, everybody. But that's okay. No one's freaking out because hanging out here in the studio, we have a good friend, hilarious comedian, co-hosting with me tonight, guest hosting, and that is from his own podcast, Here's the Scenario, the very funny Brendan Sagalow.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I didn't know you guys had names for your... This is the only one that you have, like, a, hey, guys, hey.
Well, no, well, Bonfire addicts. Has the campers, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't even, sure, the addicts, it's great. And the
skanks, addicts is cool.
The skanks, all that stuff's great. But, like,
damn, I need
Ralph, Ralph starts the show with, what's up, my fellow addicts? And you're like, God.
Oh, that sucks. Sorry.
I hope he's home watching.
No.
Feeling sad and sick right now.
No, we're not
fake
close
sick.
Enough. We're not close enough for him to hear me say that.
He's getting blown by a Russian teenager right now.
Hell yeah.
Should it's legal where she's from.
Should I go down? I feel like this is a weird... You look like a...
She's
look
teensy.
Very teensy tiny.
Because I am small, baby.
But she's I feel like baby. If I went like this,
yes,
that's better. Not too bad.
Better.
Hang on, make sure you talk into your microphone if you're talking at all. But I wanted to introduce our guest, everybody. Very popular adult film actress, and so many fun facts about her, but she is here with us right now. Boobs out.
Out.
Sexy Vanessa, everybody.
Yes. Thank you to have me here, my love.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing the show. This is a very exciting thing. We have a fun day planned with Sexy Vanessa. Fun night, I should say.
Hell yeah. I'm so excited.
There's I am more excited than you.
I guess. I mean, I knew about this only a few hours ago.
I can't believe
and now there's tits and dicks being involved. I had no idea.
You have a lot. We have some fun facts about your life here, which tells me that this can't be the most exciting thing you've ever been a part of. One, I don't know if this is going to resonate with you so much, Brendan, but this hits me at my age. Andy Gibb.
Yes.
Was your boyfriend.
Yes.
So you know the brothers Gibb, the Bee Gees.
Oh.
But not in the Bee Gees, their brother.
Who also got pretty famous, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Shadow Dancing, dude.
Oh, wow. Shadow that's amazing. Yeah.
He was really hot and really...
He was really
famous.
Hot.
Feathered hair.
But his life got short.
He was the hottest one out of all of them. Can
oh,
I
yeah,
say
yeah.
that? I was watching the documentary. Yeah. I was like, this is a hot
call me
guy.
Crazy. I'm a Barry Gibb guy. But that voice is from an angel.
Yeah, and I like that he wasn't in the Bee Gees. He got, yeah, I mean, look at that. Holy shit.
Yeah, he was
he
handsome.
He was wonderful.
Oh, my God.
He was wonderful along. We met in 85.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, a while back. Yeah.
Australian.
beautiful man.
Was his wiener bent like a boomerang?
You know, I was going to ask about his wiener, lover. But I didn't want to.
Great lover.
Great lover. Very passionate.
Generous.
He is very, used to love to sing in bed to me.
And really?
We have a great. Well, we were together for like 1 year.
Right, but it's also just,
I mean, it's awesome in the moment.
BG's voice.
Yeah. But to tell, he doesn't want other guys to know that.
He's just whispering in your ear.
Well, you can't tell by the way I use my word.
I want Ralph to know we're doing so good in here right now without him that they're not even watching the show out in the other room. They're watching Today Was a Good Day video by Ice Cube. All my life, I swear to God. No one out there is watching the show. I thought they're supposed to know what's going on, though.
I put it on. The volume is on out there.
Oh, and they switched it, too.
They switched
today
it back.
Today Was a Good Day.
That's really funny.
Damn, dude.
Damn, dude.
As soon as you said, hey, addicts, they went,
Once we get to the game, they'll pull it back. You were the... Oh, really? This is fun. You were the first MILF ever in 2002 for MILF Hunters?
The first MILF ever. I started MILF.
You're the first time they coined that phrase?
The first one, yeah. I was the website MILF Hunter.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
I was my first movie, the first for the website, and it's where I started the MILF. And after me, you know, it was very popular.
Whoa.
Was that when... That wasn't when you started, though.
Yes, it was my first movie.
That was your first movie,
2002,
also.
2002, my first movie, and I was the first MILF. Was a MILF by then. You know?
How did they come up with MILF? I mean, obviously,
I
know
look
how
at
they,
her, bro.
I obviously know how they came up with it, but was that like, did someone just kind of say it, and then they're like, that's catchy. We should keep doing that. Keep saying that.
Do you mind saying how old you were when you started?
Yes, I was in the 40s, baby.
The 40s when you started?
So, yeah, I can imagine how old I am.
Is that a MILF? I guess I'm a DILF.
That's
then.
A MILF, yeah.
No,
dude.
I was a MILF, baby.
And 40s. Now I'm a DILF. You heard it here first.
Because I was fucking my friends, my son's friends, you know what I mean?
Really?
Whoa.
Did he get pissed off by that? Was he angry?
Well, really, I don't have no children. But in the movie, that was
in the movie.
My best friend, yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, it was movie magic.
I am a mess, I don't have no children.
Oh, okay. And if you did, you probably wouldn't fuck their friends. Let's hope. Santa Maria, let's hope.
Well, why not?
I don't know. I would hope that
why not?
That culture is still alive. The fucking your friends.
Grow up? Did that happen in your world?
No, but there was one mom that was like the joke. Everybody was talking about Roseanne.
Could get. Yeah, no, like, Roseanne's
could get, hot.
I didn't deal with any. There was no teacher fucking student shit ever.
No.
None of that I didn't grow up with. Or a parent fucking someone else's kid.
No, that
is not hot.
There was a guy who bought everyone's underwear, and if you pee and shit in front of me, give you money. But that's different.
that's yeah. just that's
but that's,
capitalism.
That's something different.
Yeah. There are a lot of taboos and fetishes there.
This sounds terrifying. Your ex-husband was a drug kingpin?
He was a big smuggler in Miami in the 80s, you know?
Oh,
the
my
80s.
God.
Pitbull?
Yes.
It was Pitbull. I knew it. You heard it here first, everybody. Pitbull's a major drug trafficker.
It George Young?
It was a very big one. I was married only 3 years.
Did you know it's what he was doing?
Of course.
You didn't care.
It was the 80s.
It was hot.
Why should I care when every night he come with a big luggage full of cash, you know what I mean? Open. So, and we put a luggage.
If you're asking why should you care, I'd be like, because someone's going to come looking for that at some point.
Yeah.
Why should I care when I'm taking a bath and money that's not
you
ours?
When you sleep, when under your bed it says there if a luggage full of cash, you sleep better.
You sleep better.
Because you're thinking it tomorrow. We're going to do tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to go.
I can't.
What are we
open
do tomorrow?
The luggage.
Change our names.
Grab it.
I can't imagine sleeping better with the pistols under your pillows.
Grab and go shopping. That's all I did. For
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Well, you know, we're living in a material world. So by any means necessary. By any means necessary.
That's, did you live in like a big, was it like the stereotype thing? Big mansion?
Fountain.
We were good.
Yeah.
Until he went to jail. After 3 years, we lost everything, of course, you know what I mean?
Did he have, like, side girlfriends and things like that?
No. He didn't live with me, no.
Monogamous? Completely
No, not at all. No, not at all. No.
Other women with you?
I love three songs, yeah. I used to bring my girlfriends to, yeah. Listen to me. I used to surprise him. No, but he was not into that, and I met him because I love excitement.
Yeah.
And I love three songs.
You should speak of schools.
What was that first time like that he wasn't into it? And
you gotta talk to these young kids.
This seems like the nicest drug dealer in the world. He doesn't care for threesomes. He just... Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, he's like, no, I don't like stuff.
Yeah,
he's like, no, baby.
yeah. I mean,
please have sex with another woman with me.
If it's on your threesomes, you, me, and the Sopranos, then sure, I'll do that.
Every man dream is to have a wife who loves threesomes. What, every man dream.
Right.
Yeah.
What, foursomes too? I'll take that.
I've never done
that. Well, I did that with my, I did that too with him, foursome. Yeah, one
time. Another guy or a third woman?
No, another guy, he didn't like it. He doesn't like to see another, you know.
No, no drug piece. Dealer is going to.
No peace,
two
no.
Guys.
But, you know, girls.
Unless his wiener's smaller than yours, that's fine. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
You could fuck this guy. Make sure he's a smaller wiener. You better make sure he's a bit smaller dick than me.
Yeah.
I don't want him finding new areas that I've never discovered.
Yeah.
I haven't discovered these things yet.
I want a bunch of pictures that come in a box like it's an arranged marriage.
What made you guys break up? Drugs?
No. Jail.
He went to jail.
How long did he go for?
10 years.
Yeah, so he's out now.
Oh, yeah, for a long time.
You ever catch up?
Yeah, we're friends, you know what I mean? But after 10 years, everything died, you know what I mean?
Is he back in the game or he's just...
Oh, no, of course
he's
not.
He's just living a regular old life now.
And a good life. Now, well, he's a
He's
a bon capitan, but now, before he used to drive drugs, now he drive people and important people. So
he's an Uber?
He does a great job.
That should be Uber Black. Dude,
that should be. Yeah. You just said that off the cuff, but that really should be his slogan. I used to drive drugs. Now I drive people.
Boat driver, yeah.
Is that part of the Serenity Prayer?
It's tatted on his side.
I drive drugs, now I drive people. I should be a little lip tat.
After you spend 10 years in jail, you want to drive people.
That's good. Hilarious.
Probably, if he's a drug kingpin, though, he probably got treated all right in jail.
He was in the camp, you know, like, was like, you know, federal is nice.
Yeah, it's not going to, you're not worried about like dropping soap and stuff.
Yeah, his best friend there was a judge, you know what I mean? So it's white crime. Crime is fine.
White collar crimes. Yeah.
White crime.
I can't imagine the thought of getting in my Uber and the driver being a used to be kingpin. That's crazy.
He never drove an Uber.
Oh, okay. I thought that was serious.
No. It's a boat captain. Please. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What is that? A boat captain. You said. A boat captain.
Yeah.
So you said capitan.
Yeah, capitan. El capitan. Yeah.
You're saying it right.
A boat capitan.
Yeah, el capitan. Yeah.
I'm a stupid American saying it wrong.
Yeah. Well, this is America, so.
Damn.
Yeah, it's America.
You're kind of saying it right.
I lived here for 35 years.
You acted in Mexico in actual mainstream films.
Oh, yeah, mainstream.
Before you got into adult films.
Yes.
Do you know what a big deal that was to people who knew you from mainstream films?
That's huge.
It's such a big deal.
Huge.
Yes.
There's a girl named Maitland Ward who was on Boy Meets World.
I never watched Boy Meets World,
but I've watched it enough to it's so crazy exciting that she's getting gangbanged.
I'll tell you what, too. She on Boy Meets World, I would watch her and I'd go, she's tall and redheaded and not really my steez.
Gawky.
But now, and lanky. But now the fact that she's like totally doing porn and everything, she's immediately gone to the hottest person.
It's like when China did it. You're like, oh, wow. Yes. Remember you were a kid's idol.
Look at her.
Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. And she just...
beautiful girl.
Just
what is she?
Gangbang porn.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
Girl Meet World.
I wouldn't meet her.
It should have been called Girl Meet World. Lainey, I'm trademarking that. Lainey, trademark that for me. Don't let anybody steal that.
There is Girl Meets World.
No.
Yeah, it's the redo.
Not the porno, though.
No.
Yeah. Well, that's different. I'll see you in court, Girl Meets World.
Yeah.
I'll see you in court, mainstream
Girl Danielle Meets Fisher.
What do you prefer? Do you prefer mainstream acting or the adult acting?
I used to love mainstream, I used to love my movies. You know, Mexico had a great life.
Yeah.
I was a showgirl and actress.
Did you do nudity in mainstream films?
In a few movies, yes.
A few of them, but some now. Main character stuff we're talking?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge.
You know, look this up.
Well, you don't know Mexicans. Andres Garcia, one of them. I shot a lot with him. Andres Garcia, very famous, but you don't know. No. You don't know famous Mexican actors.
No. I'd like to know, but they're building that wall. Goddamn wall's going up.
Yeah, that was
now
before.
I'm never going to get to
what
know this
was before the wall?
Donald Trump, don't please, build that wall. Please. I got to get to know this guy.
I got friends to make.
Look at Sexy Vanessa wouldn't be here if you built that goddamn wall. What an idiot. Oh, this is, by the way, every time I read another sentence, I always think it's the next sentence is just part of the last thing I read. You've had quite a life, Sexy Vanessa. I assume this is why you don't use your last name. It says you had, these are all things I think we're allowed to say. It says you had an affair here with a prominent married political figure in Mexico.
Yeah, that's...
Whoa.
And you had to get out of Dodge.
Wow, I had to.
Yeah.
If I don't, they kill me, you know? Wow. Yeah.
In politics, huh?
Well, what do you think that the politics, the politicians, they do? When somebody is in the way...
You got to kill them, huh?
Like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
You know, hello.
In Colombia, if you score on your own goal, they'll kill you.
So I was, I have to go in like in 2 days. I had to pack my stuff and leave my house and leave in 2 days. Yeah.
How big are we talking? Sarah Palin? How big?
That was Sarah Palin?
Yeah.
Well, it's Mexican government.
Yeah. They're very corruptive like everywhere else.
Yeah. I watch Ozark.
Yeah.
God.
I think Ozark's pretty telling of what's going on there. And you ran for
you, so
they, you never had to worry when you got over here that they weren't coming. Did you change your name and stuff and really like hide?
Yes, I changed my name for Sexy Vanessa.
First legally. Name Sexy, last name.
So kidding. Rob Zombie of
no,
you.
I'm kidding. No, yeah, no, cool. I'm kidding. When I got here, I hired to work in shows because I'm a showgirl. In
Vegas?
Different show in Miami.
Miami.
Moved straight to Miami, first to Brownsville, Texas, to shoot a movie for Mexico, a Mexican movie. And then I moved to Miami to work in shows. And
classic
I got,
Mexican immigration story. Mm-hmm.
I got married again. I got married with a crazy Mexican.
A crazy Mexican in Miami?
Well, he's from Mexico. He had a house in Miami. And gotcha. I got married again. And I got rid of him in 1 month because I got married because I thought that, oh, yeah, the only reason I got married is to go back to Mexico. But I thought that I have to, I went back to Mexico. I couldn't go inside because I have to wait for the president to leave 3 more years, you know.
So he was gone now.
Yeah, it was in the 80s.
So the president was gone.
Yeah, it's gone. So then I came back to Miami. I had to tell my husband to get out, you know what I mean? No more. I just hate him. Mm-hmm. So I keep working in shows, whatever. That's when I met my ex-husband, the smuggler. And I got married in 3 months.
Did you ever see any crazy violence?
Not really.
Can't take.
Not really.
You loved it. You'd lick the blood off the knife.
Really, though, Lise?
Not really.
That means that you have seen a little bit.
I think she was the kingpin.
See some.
Yeah, really? Do you know
El Diablo.
Do you know the movie? The movie Blow with Johnny Depp?
No, I've ruined it.
Okay, yeah. So that
you were
was,
with George Young?
That was my life. I was Penelope Cruz. He was Johnny Depp.
Was it actually George Young? Okay, I'll stop asking that. That's the third time I've asked that.
But
we have not answered.
But yes,
never said he was Mexican.
Yeah, no, he was American. Yeah, blow. You know,
yours.
Yeah, was Americano. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And the movie was a crazy Latin bitch who, you know.
I'm starting to think it was Georgia. Oh, God.
But, you know, Latin women, we are crazy. I was passive, you know what I mean?
Oh,
but,
I know. I was married to the movie. Women. I was married to a half Colombian, half Argentinian.
Oh, the worst. No. Not for the Argentinian part.
Now, Colombian part.
You're getting all these violent marriages and stuff and, like, getting married. And are you getting divorced as well? Or what's the rules there?
Well,
are you just like
I got married and divorced, but now I never want to get married again. I love my free life. I'm so happy. So no, I don't want to get married again. I want to have boyfriends, but in different states.
Can hop on the bang
really,
bus if
really
you're married.
Far away. You know, have fun, have good sex.
Honey, and I'm begging you, please take the car.
I'll give you
stop
money.
Stop bang busing everywhere. But I got my bang bang pass. I bought a monthly pass.
I'm going down the road to the laundromat. I think I'll take the bang bus. You can just walk.
Just walk.
You can just walk.
Maybe I'll drive you, please. Stop bang busing.
You
want to
get a Revel? It's good. Let's take Revels. Okay, but it needs to be a bang Revel.
I will lease you a car. I'm begging you, please stop bang busing everywhere we go. What a great concept. People taking bang bus for actual transportation.
Yeah, it's cheaper than
that's Lyft. The accessoride. It's accessoride for pornography. You didn't do a bang bus, did you?
Not a bus. I was only one house.
Only house. Yeah, indoors. Never mobile sex.
No, that is the best answer to that question. You ever
you're a
bang
lady.
Bus? Not a bus. That's fucking hilarious.
It was a bit of a caravan once.
Yeah, I took one of those honeymoon rides where they.
No, I was in the mansion.
Shannon, this game?
Yeah, it's a good time.
I think it is a good time. Well, let me explain what's going to go on here a little bit. We have a bit of a dating game for you because you like your single free life.
Yes.
I can't say any of these guys are drug smugglers, but one of them could be. One of them I know very well, I'm friends with, and the other one I'm unfamiliar with, but him and his brothers seem lovely. You have a real, it's a real roller coaster of a real spectrum of different guys here you got, and you're looking for a date, yeah? You don't live in New York, right?
No, in Florida.
So you're just here visiting.
Oh, man. Yes,
you're Florida. Looking, you don't want to be lonely in that hotel room.
No,
you want to go home with one of these guys.
What do you think? I'm lonely.
You're always a dial away from a kingpin. Her five favor all kingpins.
Yeah.
So we should bring them in, you think? Shannon, so what we're going to do, we're going to bring them all in. Well, Shannon, before you go, get on the microphone for a second.
Variety.
We're going to bring all three men in the room. They're going to stand where?
They're going to stand against this wall.
And then this is their microphone.
Yes.
Dead center, where they're going to answer the questions one at a time.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Let's
bring them in. Do we have a song?
No.
Here they are, the three guys you might end up having sex with this evening.
maybe all of them.
Maybe all of them. And you guys can bang bus home.
Oh, hello.
Cool. Yeah. Couldn't make the white guy in the middle look
mis
less cool.
Mis papacitos. Oh, los papacitos riquísimos. Oh,
you look like you hired security.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's dad definitely owns a colorful carpet factory. All right, we have our bachelors here. Guys, I got to tell you, Sexy Vanessa, I'd be intimidated if I were you.
I'm intimidated.
She was married to a drug kingpin. I think we're pretty sure it's George Young. She was the first MILF ever in pornography. She was in mainstream films in Mexico. She fucked the president, and then had to leave Mexico because they were going to kill her. And she married a guy for months. She could dip back down to Mexico. They make the best tamales. Then she came back here and dumped that guy. And it's just it's a wild world. She's seen it all, guys.
Also dated one of the Bee Gees brothers.
Andy also Gibb. Dated Andy Gibb before he died in the 80s.
80s.
In
86. I started dating him at 85. He died at 86.
I would be.
Now,
I would never be able to please you, I think.
No, you don't mean that, dude. Don't think that about yourself.
I play myself down. And then when I do anything good.
Ay, 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 that's gigante. Okay, our bachelor, I'm going to introduce them one at a time. One, my buddy. He's been on the show also many times. I think he's come once or twice. Mo, we also did a live show one time, and he, Ding Dong, our old producer at Legion of Skanks, gave him four or five tugs on his wang.
Whoa.
She swears it didn't happen, but I was standing right there. It happened. It is porn star legend, everybody, and all around fucking dope ass dude, Mo the Monster, everyone.
Oh my god.
Papi.
I love being in a place where no one has normal names.
Nope. And Brendan, while Shannon keeps telling you to move over, because if this thing gets a little bit excited, it's gonna take that fucking nose ring out, dude.
Oh, shit. Wow.
It's gonna squeeze right. Bing!
I know this guy's work.
Wow. Oh my god.
I'm so excited.
I'm so scared.
I'll tell you what, if all these guys pull their dicks out right now, I would know which ones was one of the monsters.
I like to see a monster.
Well, it's a joke. He's the only black guy here.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. It's okay. Bachelor number two. I wish I could hype up nearly as much. He seems awesome. I like his septum piercing. Looks like he works at a tattoo shop or he owns a big record collection.
This dude looks like he's got a low-key hog on him. You know what I mean?
Oh, this guy, I'll tell you what, it's definitely a thickie at least.
Yeah.
You don't show up for something because you don't got thickie.
No.
Do you know what? I love the piercing in the penis.
What?
I love piercing in the penis.
Shut your whore's mouth.
Feel so fucking.
Shut the fuck up right now. Like that.
Turn me on so much.
Ouch.
But no, ouch. No, I mean, I don't Dick feel Peterson? The pain. I don't feel the pain, David.
Oh,
my God. I wear jeans too much to wear that.
Oh, that's too spicy.
You don't have it?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, I love it. Mm.
You could do it for him. Yeah, just heat up a safety pin. This guy doesn't give a fuck. Look at him.
He just goes, I'll be right back.
Think this guy gives a shit? You could fucking bang a railroad tie through this guy's dick. You don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he worked at Hot Topic for 8 years.
Yeah, this guy listens to EDM and hangs by hooks. Like meat.
Yeah,
they love pain. These guys love pain. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
They like to be.
We have just decided who you are.
You got some stilettos to fucking needles. Step in this guy's ball bag? Let's find out where Rich is from. Rich, where are you from? Come
Long
up
Island.
To the microphone.
Long Island, Calverton.
Long Island. And you got into this contest how?
I got lucky and I commented on Lainey's post.
You just commented on her post?
Yep.
And jumped in?
Yep.
Damn, Lainey. What a great experience.
That's awesome.
She has all the power right there. Shout out to Lainey.
Hell yeah.
Lainey,
thank you, Lainey.
I know. She has all the power unless you get 15 feet in front of her. Then she'll never catch you. she walks like a broken centaur. She looks like a centaur with a bad hook.
I would not endorse these messages.
We love Lainey here. These things don't happen without Lainey. She, for being such a docile Jewish woman, she's surrounded by chaos.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Lainey, your funeral is going to be just a fuck fest. I sure hope none of your family shows up to it.
I hope
crazy
they do.
Things. Moe's gonna throw his dick in the thing. Yeah. Take me with her.
I'm sure letting my dick hang out.
Like, take me with her, Jesus. Don't you take her. Take me with her. And then he's gonna scoop. And then for Jewish ceremony, he's gonna scoop the first dirt with his big, huge dick. Damn, you're gonna be booked that day, Mo. Rich, well, that's fucking awesome, man. Did you know you're gonna pull your dick out today?
No.
Why
you didn't
not,
know?
Damn, dude.
They gave me a little bit of preparation, but I'll need a little bit more time.
What was the preparation? Did Lainey fucking say sexy shit in your ear?
Yeah, basically.
Nice. Hell yeah.
You're gonna get so hard.
Allegedly.
You want me to show you something?
I would never say no.
Hell yeah. These guys are going to whip out fucking rocks.
What a total dude,
dude
move. You know, if you wanted to score later points, you would have been like, no, sweetie, I actually want to get to know you.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was like, show your clam. Who gives a fuck? Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, L-I yeah.
Till I die.
Dude, you got to offer food first.
Shit.
Let's go to Woo-Hop.
And then a very, just exotic-looking thing over my shoulder here, returning to the show. Been on the show before with Peyton Sinclair, he reminded me. Yeah, man, she's eyeing you up, dude. It's Amon. Am I saying it right? Amon?
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. Amon is a fucking dude through and through. I bet he knows where spark plugs are on cars. Do you?
Absolutely.
Damn, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You got to talk to the microphone. I'm so sorry. That's my
nice to meet everybody. My name is Amon. Yeah. Call me Ace.
Hell yeah. Ace, have you been with a MILF before?
Yes, I have.
For nice. Free.
Oh, yeah. I know.
But it would be better if I was with this MILF right here. Mm.
God damn right, dude. Rico,
I'm legitimately scared of almost everyone in this room.
No, I'm telling you. I tell you what. She goes Dubsley's with fucking Moa and Ace. I'm telling you. I hope you took your Jamie Lee Curtis yogurt today.
You guys look like Kevin Hart security. It's terrifying.
It's a good excuse to have to leave. Oh man, Kev says we gotta roll.
Yeah.
I've met Kev security.
We got the arena to go, dude.
I've met Kev security several times. It does look like Kev security. And Rich. Hey, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR show, and this is for our fans over the age of 21. Let's talk about our new favorite vape pen, everybody. MePod. That's right. You know I'm a big-time smoker. I'm smoking at least a pack a day, and it's very, very hard to quit. But I've been trying this MePod, and I'll tell you, it's been taking up. I have to go through a long process, Shannon, you understand, to go smoke. I'm on the 27th floor.
Yes.
I got to do a whole to-do and elevators and blah, blah, blah to go outside and smoke. I don't always want to do it. So I've been smoking significantly less since I got the MePod. It's pretty amazing. They have disposable. They also have refillable. They have products that do, they all contain nicotine, and it's very addictive. And listen, if you're not cool, stay away from this. But if you're so rad that people need to know it by the way you blow smoke out of your mouth, this is the thing for you. They have many different products too. The VaporLax vape, which has an adjustable airflow so you can control your hit. The MePod 2.0, which is their new state-of-the-art refillable, which is a long-lasting battery and a design that optimizes flavors. The VaporLax Salt, which is available in 2.5 and 5% strengths. And what's also cool is it's very cool to hold. That's a big deal.
Yes.
They always make a big difference about like the... That's why I never jumped on the Juul. Mm-hmm. I don't like holding a rectangle. It seems weird. Boy, I hope this isn't a rectangle. Listen, if you're still smoking, this is a much better way. I'm trying, everybody. And MePod, I think, is going to be the thing that does it. If you like flavors, they've got those. If you've been using something else, get rid of it. And they have a great, great draw. It pulls hard, which is good. Big cloud of smoke. All the dumb things that people who don't get it think you're an asshole for. It has them. If you're still smoking, it's way better. So go to MePod.com. Use the promo code SDR. And guess what? You're going to get 20% off. 20% off by just putting SDR as the promo code. That's pretty cool. Stop being a smoking piece of shit and start vaping like an asshole. All right. That's MePod.com, promo code SDR for 20% off. Let's get back into it. You have a series of questions you're going to ask these bachelors who are fucking, I mean, mom, what's your background? What's your ethnicity?
Half Egyptian, half Hungarian.
Wow, hot. Yeah, salami.
Everyone thinks I'm Hispanic, but I'm really not.
Hot morsicha.
I thought you were Samoan.
Samoan, really?
Yeah, you got Moana vibes.
That's the first time I ever got that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's fucking badass. He looks like you're Phil Anselmo. Dude.
Okay.
Sexy so, Vanessa, you got your work cut out for it.
I have my
You could have confirmed massive black hog and Mo the Monster and a fantastic spirit as well.
Mm-hmm.
You could have whatever Amon's packing, which I'm getting is just beautiful. Just the smoothest of dicks.
I love it.
And then there's Rich.
Variety.
And then also Rich.
Yeah.
All reliable.
Who will get you a gift card to Game Shop.
So just a reminder for...
We could take you to Outback Steakhouse.
I love a steak, puppy.
He just got his 10th little puncture thing. So free appies.
So... Free Bloomin' Onion. That's right.
So for each question...
Hey, drug kingpin, suck my dick. We're eating fucking Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah.
Fuck you, President of Mexico.
We're going to Dave and Buster's.
What'd you say, Shannon? I'm sorry.
So for each question, Vanessa, it's your choice which bachelor you want to ask. If you want to ask one, two, or all three of them, the only one that has to be asked to all three of them is the last question.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, you don't have to ask every question to author.
No, you can pick like bachelor number one, bachelor number two.
Okay, for example, the first one. We start with the first one.
So what bachelor do you want to go to first? And you can ask it to multiple or
the
just one ships, or two?
Yeah, multiple. However, whatever.
We start with the ships, yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
Well, it's him. It's the only one sheepskin here, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you said sheepskin.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the blame for that. We're pretty far north, sweetheart.
To be honest, we said we started mentioning food and I just drifted off.
What am I going to eat after this?
Yeah, Bloomin' Onion, dude.
Good. I'm sorry. Sexy Vanessa, take it away.
I
got to
start with my first question.
To which bachelor?
El Egipcio.
Egyptian.
Yes.
El sheepskin.
I love the man who can cook and give me the best head. Because that's I good. Love tongue. But what would you make for dinner that would get me in the mood, puppy?
For head.
For head.
Head.
For head.
Well, for some Heath.
Toffee and chocolate.
On our first date, I would make a nice chicken Alfredo for us with some nice thick sauce. And you eat that.
Oh, that would make me too full.
And they get nice and full.
And then you get me hungry.
Yeah. Too full to fuck, and then he's going to eat your pussy.
And then he's going
to
make you real full.
I don't
want to
be that full.
A nice chicken Alfredo. We get some nice wine after that.
Oh, I love that part.
Have some nice wine so you get a little nice.
On the microphone. So we're sure you're
and then we go from there.
All right. All right.
Be ready.
Who else? Do you want to ask that same question? Anybody else?
Rich is like, well, the third season of Rick and Morty just came out. So I think we'd watch that.
I got a Stouffer's mac and cheese we can rip into.
I will shush you if you talk over any parts.
I'm not going to explain it to you.
I have another question.
I'll put on Spanish captions, but that's it. It's called Squid Game. That's all I know, too.
Yeah. I have another question, Papi.
For Egyptian?
Him.
Oh. Oh.
They have numbers on them, so you could just say
two.
Which number.
Two. Okay. Rich.
Two. Okay. The Irish boy.
Yes.
I'm from Buenos Aires, you know.
She's from Buenos Aires.
Yeah, I'm a horny Latin woman who loves to talk dirty. In Spanish. Can you say something sexy to me in another language?
Say mi amor.
Orc.
Te necesito mi?
Yeah.
Me hablo muy poquito español. Lo siento.
Oh, and another language. What happened? Another language? You know?
Oh, man. Parlez-vous français? Right now.
Oh, yes. Je ne sais pas qu'est-ce que vous dites, but voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Merci.
They're tailing.
Yo, Rich, if she can get wet, she'd be soaked right now. Shane, you better be laughing hard in the other room. Put your mic on so I can hear you laugh, you bitch. Dying in here. Do you want to ask that question to anybody else?
Maybe, yeah. To number Mr. Wang, the
Mo the monster.
Oh, the shit. Monster boy.
Oh, shit. It should be shit. Mo the and monster. The monster.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
The monster, comma,
monster
Mo.
Boy. The government. Monster boy who has all this.
What you want from me, baby?
Oh, she's off script. Oh, Christ.
I feel like I'm a waiter and I'm waiting to get you guys are like,
yeah,
oh,
man. Yeah, man.
Just saying.
Yeah. He's looking at
I wonder you tell me something hot and sexy in any language you want, even English.
You want me to say something hot and sexy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just my first look at you from the eyes, it definitely entices me. It shows me wisdom. It shows me understanding.
I'm getting wet.
It shows me compassion. But at the same time, it shows me intensity.
Ooh. He's very intense.
Yeah.
I've never seen Brendan more uncomfortable.
My dick is wet. Is that bad?
My heart is soaked.
It's soaked down there.
See, I got a little lost right there. Hold on.
Oh, man.
Wisdom was a great first one.
I feel like they all won that one.
Wisdom, seasoning, ripeness. That was good. Brought the house down. It almost sent Brendan in the fetal position. Shannon threw water on herself. Who would you like to ask your next question to?
My Egyptian boy.
Egyptian.
I love to be in control in the bedroom. Definitely. I'm a Latin woman. Very passionate. Could you deal with me being dominant in the bedroom? Explain how our first night would go.
Dinner at 3.
Absolutely. We're going to skip the dinner on this part.
Uh-oh. Hell yeah.
That Alfredo gave me the farce last time.
We get right to the sex on this part. So you're going to be right in your little lingerie right there, pushing me right down on the bed and getting me nice and hard, kissing me all over, getting me hard, and then you getting right on top of me and riding me nice and hard, up and down.
Do you like to be a choke?
She riding you nice and hard?
She's going to be riding me nice and hard.
She's going to give everything.
I love to choke you, too. I like to be on top of you and shock you, slap you, and tell you what to do.
All right, just so you know, with Mo the Monster, it's not going to be a good look.
Listen, last night I had an experience that was out of this world. I'm ready to be a new me now. You know what I'm saying? Like, show me the light. I want to embrace your wisdom. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. I would love to slowly put every inch deeper and deeper.
And deeper. Until and deeper.
You and Martin Luther King got killed. Don't do me like that, Jay. Oh, I love Mo.
But listen.
Okay.
Even though you would like to be dominant, as you're on top of me, riding me, I'll just squeeze your waist tighter and tighter. And as you go up and down me, you get nice and wetter, and you start to flood the bed even more.
I like to rub my pussy and my ass in your face until you make me wet.
Baby, I want to suck your toes. I want to have you drip your fucking pussy juices all over my face. I want you to squirt so much it touched the ceiling. Yeah. I want to see it drip down. I want you to make it rain on us.
You bring up a good point. Sexy Vanessa, are you a squirter?
Yes, baby.
Really? Projectile?
Yeah, I'm not going to do it on this table, but yes.
No.
We love that. We love the bed to get nice and wet.
Yeah.
Too much equipment.
I mean, the floor is soaked right now.
But that's rubber. We're fine.
Yeah, yeah. Easy cleanup.
That's a chamois away from being cleaned up.
Just got to get rid of the stickiness.
Hey, let's take a quick second and talk about one of our newest sponsors over here. And boy, do I love them at the SDR show. And man, it is Chameleon Glass. Chameleon makes daily smoking devices, quality pieces at great prices, and they're all American made. You know, if you hate foreign shit, this is American, dude, like Garth Brooks. Look, whether you're strictly functional or you love functional artwork, Chameleon has an innovative solution to fit the need. That's right. This is my favorite here. They have the ash catcher pipe, which is so cool. As a person who doesn't want to get ash all over their shit, it delivers smooth, ashless hits, or you could spend a little bit more if you're, maybe married to a drug kingpin. You can get the Typhoon, a dry cyclonic filter pipe. It delivers cool, filtered smoke like a bong, but without all the stupid, gross water. Chameleon sent us a cyclone bubbler, and I'll tell you what, whoever's using it says it's amazing. Chameleon is old school, and they have a craft mentality to prove it. You don't last 30 years. 30 years in the business. That's longer than weed's been around. You're not going to find this down at the cheapo smokes and stuff bodega like those crazy Hispanics want you to think. I'm talking to you, sexy Vanessa, because each one takes time and has unique originality to each handmade piece. Old cheapo at the bodega, he doesn't care about you. He just wants you to buy. He doesn't care if the hole's too big or all that stuff. You need to buy screens. They don't care. And I'm getting upset about it. I thought I liked this. I thought me and this guy were friends. Listen, he buys it from $3 from China and he sells it to you for $50. He's a piece of shit. Don't trust that guy. In fact, maybe throw a Molotov cocktail in there if you're feeling froggy. Functional art is a huge difference from the clear glass. It's unique and handmade, so it's collectible even. These are the coolest pieces. You can have them sitting on your house as art pieces almost, and nobody knows you use it to just think fucking Crosby, Stills, and Nash is better. Go check out chameleonglass.com and use the promo code GAS15. Doesn't feel like that's coming directly to me. GAS15. I don't like when it's not for the direct thing. I feel like I'm not going to get my piece. 15, but I feel like a lot of these people are my fans. GAS15 for, guess what? 15% off your order and free shipping every time. Try to type in code J-O. I'm going to talk to people, see if I can get that before I go. Let's see where we get it going here. That's Chameleon, chameleonglass.com, promo code GAS15. Enjoy the best price and highest quality glass made in the USA. Proud to be an American. And watch all of our gas shows, which I guess also probably give the same promo code, and it just gets distributed between all of us instead of seeing who actually brings the people in. You can see some behind-the-scenes content and see Chameleon's amazing pieces around our studios and live events. But, you know, fuck me, I guess. Chameleonglass.com, promo code GAS15, 15% off. All right, let's get back into it. Have you always been a squirter, or when did you find out?
No, well, has to be a very special moment with a special treatment.
Was it with the boat Capitan?
The special person. No, not with him. I never did that with him. No.
Does the shape and size matter?
My first time was later, one of my scenes with the talent. Do you know the talents are very good lovers? It is what it is. Because they are, that's what they are, talents. No, yeah. They call talents for a reason.
I call myself.
So that was. That was my first time. No, yeah.
First time was on camera.
Yeah, I did it. My first time anal was on camera.
Did you know why? Were you like, I drank a lot of water today? That might be the answer for that. Was there anything different
you did
that
day? Drink a lot of water?
I don't know. People say it's piss, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Isn't it piss?
When
you're squirting?
No.
No.
Is it not piss?
I think, here's my best guess, because it's been argued that it is piss.
It's a combination.
I think it's the fluid that pisses in without the waste shit coming out.
Oh.
It's a combination.
That's what I think. It's a good example.
Yeah.
Because it's never yellow. It never smells like piss.
No, it's never yellow.
That's the big one. It never smells like piss.
If it's yellow, sometimes they piss.
Well, because they piss on you.
Yeah. But you know, like Patrice's old joke, man. If it's piss,
it's
just
clear,
piss.
And if it comes back to back, it can't be piss.
That was Patrice's best joke. He goes, they always go, I'm going to pee. And he goes, it's not pee. And he goes, and even if it's pee, fucking pee, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I had the worst. That was the best, having like the opposite reaction. Remember that girl at that festival got in trouble for peeing on the guy on stage while she was doing the Rage Against the Machine song.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, ew, how can she? I'm like, that seems like a pretty rad time at a festival. I wouldn't be pissed on, but I'd be like, this girl's pulling her snatch.
It would be the best. You'd be like, oh, shit's rock and roll.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, wow, we're seeing stuff. This is wild.
Yeah.
It's like complaining about seeing Tyson bite off Holyfield's ear. Like, oh, I paid for a fight. I saw a guy bite a guy's ear off.
Yeah.
That is
very
true.
Cute.
Yeah.
I guess I'm saying squirting is the ear biting of pornography.
Why men love to see that?
What?
Squirting.
Oh, because it feels like, because it's a physical example that you've done something.
Yeah. It's also probably like a little bit of a pimple popping kind of thing.
I've heard women prefer, and Shannon Beck.
It's kind of like
a pimple popping
experience. Yeah. It's kind of like a proof that you appreciated us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shannon, Christina said this, and I think Alex backed this up too. Not that you necessarily want it on you or whatever, but aren't you more happy if a guy comes a ton when he comes?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
it means some. Yes. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, that is true.
It's that same thing. Like, oh shit, this definitely, wow, she exploded. Yeah. She couldn't take it.
Yeah, I love a lot of cum all over. I love. Because now you can tell that the guy is really excited, you know what I mean? Well, sometimes they come a drop. A drop. He's not excited enough.
Yeah. I would definitely give you that.
Shannon, could that last sentence be the title of the episode?
Like a shower.
I love cum. Cum is awesome. Cum all over me.
A big shower.
Cum everywhere. Cum anywhere can be. Can that be the title of the episode, please?
Cum as you are.
Just like transcribe.
Like a cum shower. You know what I mean?
So, cum shower,
yeah,
for sure.
Cum shower.
I'll tell you what.
You get an Egyptian shower right here.
I have very inconsistent cums, if I'm being completely honest. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it shoots.
Sometimes
it just falls out.
Yeah. Sometimes it just, I get that too.
Yeah, there's nothing. And I tell you, I feel like I waste all my best cums on a jerk sesh. That's when I edge the most, because I'm looking for the perfect film.
Yeah. And you can stop, and you're not embarrassed for having to stop and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens when you shark off a lot. We got men shark off a lot.
Why are you staring at me when you're saying that?
So then when you have sex... Wait, because you're in front of me.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, and when you're...
And I also jerk off a lot.
And when you have sex with a person, you just can come so much because you shark off so much. Everything was gone, you know what I mean? And then you go to see the woman, I say, oh, I shark off. It almost didn't come, like a drop. I say, oh, I shark off before because I was excited. So why you have to shark off before you see me? You're excited, but just hold on.
Sometimes I'll shark off a little bit and just get to the point where I'm going to finish. And don't if I know I'm going to have sex. This
That's
way,
crazy.
I don't know if this is a real thing, but I would call it, if I had to, stacking loads.
Mm. That's such a good name, but it's also insane.
Honestly,
I respect the name.
You have to. It's like he said, you got to let that first one go. I'm going to give you that as a pointer to all of let the first one go before you go on a date.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Because then the second one, you're going to last longer.
Yeah.
You guys longer, last longer, but you can come with a woman twice or three times.
Yeah, I don't have a 10-inch dick. You know, I don't have a 10-inch dick, so I can get hard again relatively quick.
I mean, it's ridiculous. You want to see a hard woman. Why you want to come before? Just come with her.
No, well, Mo would need a fucking transfusion if you wanted to fuck a second time.
Yeah.
You have to get a Keith Richards. You're getting someone else's blood inside. He's not a vampire. You can only get that thing hard so many times.
Yeah, I guess get a bunch of Amish people to lift it up.
One and done. Like I said, I might take an hour to get there, but once it hit there, I'm done.
If I think someone is
16
really
hours of sleep immediately, or he's useless.
Yeah.
All right, we should ask a few more of these questions before we have a few more, I think. If you want to get to know these guys.
Oh, yeah, why not? Yes. I want to... I am, like you see, a very mature lady.
Well, who do you want to ask this to?
Egipto.
Yeah, fucking sheepskin. Rich, you're getting fucked here, dude.
I'm getting all these questions tonight.
You're getting no questions, and you're going to pull your dick out?
I am a mature woman. And a sexy one, like you can tell, who could probably teach you a lot. Do you like older women? If so, why? Why?
Been there, stories from Woodstock.
That second why was like, why? If you like older women, why?
Do you really like that?
I mean, really, what's your deal, dude?
Yeah, gross.
Why?
Why? My question is, do you like older women, and what the hell is wrong with you?
And if you do, yuck.
Why?
Sexy Vanessa rules. You're so fun.
You're awesome. To be honest with you,
what happened with me?
Listen, Vanessa, in all honesty, when I do watch porn, I really do like, I do type in right away, MILFs. You know, so when I watch it right away, I type in MILFs right away. Because
you do.
Yeah, I do. They have a better feeling for sex, you know, they know what's up. So right away I type in MILFs.
You like the experience.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
I'm a bush guy. That's always what I found was good about MILF porn.
Yeah.
And the MILF, the MILFs even turn the guy even more on while they're doing it. They say all the nasty stuff that they like to hear, you know.
Because it's experience.
Yeah. And they
after
get more
this, if
they
you're
get,
hungry, I have a Ziploc bag full of loose potato chips.
They get more horny than the young girls, you know. The young girls just want you to pound them out.
Because we are so comfortable our own skin. No more dramas, no more. We just want to fucking enjoy sex and we are so comfortable and we don't think in anything stupid shit.
Exactly.
And it's the best part. And women, you know, older women, they are more sexy and more happy and more
absolutely
horny. Super horny when you're older, trust me.
Absolutely.
Now I'm more horny than when I was younger anyway. Well, I don't want to wait.
Heard that, bitch.
So, but it's true. And that's what we need, the younger guys. Because older men cannot satisfy us no more. You can't. They can't. You know, we need a younger heart. Do you know what I mean?
You need to meet my pops.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, your papa?
You need my pops.
I was thinking you should be Mother Monster's stepmother.
You need to meet my pops.
He's a hot...
Yes.
Hard.
Yeah.
He's playing chess in Washington Square Park right now.
I know the older women.
You got to beat him in chess and then he'll fuck you.
The older women, they want you to just rock them out, you know? Like the younger girls, they just want
and
you to...
And you know what? We older women, we love to please men. We love to please men.
Exactly.
I don't even think of me. I just enjoy when I please a man. I enjoy just to look at his face. It's like
they get turned on by seeing the man turned on. Exactly.
Yes. When I see the man in heaven, it's when I get wet.
Yeah, you go fresh.
When I see this guy
But these young girls just expect the men to do everything.
Yeah, that's why. That's why the younger guys love us.
But the older women like yourself, the nice MILFs like yourself, you get to take control of the situation, and not only you get yourself off, you get the guy off at the same time, you know?
Of course. Because there's no enjoyment. It has to be reciprocal. You know what I mean? Like, I like to see you enjoy, and you like to see me enjoy. Yes, reciprocal.
Do you care if a guy leaves right afterwards because he doesn't want to watch your old tube TV?
I like when after everything is over and I'm satisfied, I want to go to sleep. I say, oh, yes, I see you tomorrow. Bye.
Jay.
Do you guys all sit around a radio app?
Do you want to jump to the last question? Then we'll do the first with Vanessa after we crown the winner.
Is it time?
I think we've got about 13 minutes left.
Why do we have to stop?
Appreciate a MILF as much as me.
What happens?
There's another show that's streaming after this.
Oh. Damn. Oh, sorry. I guess we were having too much fun.
This is so much fun.
Damn. All right. We should jump to the last question. This is going to be one at a time, but you're asking everybody.
One at a time. Every question?
No. The very final question.
Oh, the last one. Oh,
and it's got to be. But we're going to have them do it one at a time because everyone deserves its own critique.
I feel like I would like to switch seats for this question.
No, it's going to have to happen in front of the microphone.
I am so excited.
Okay, okay. You'll be no closer than me.
Okay. I am so excited. This is the most important question. I'm so excited.
Goddamn
right. Come on, my face.
That's the wisdom. That's the wisdom coming through. This is the most important question.
I am ready for the last one. Oh, are you ready for the last one?
I'm terrified of the last one.
Ready. I shaved my taint for this.
Okay. Are you going to ask the last question?
Yeah.
Oh,
Sheepskin? Your thoughts?
This feels like an all-at-once kind of thing.
Well, we should probably go in. We'll go in descending order. We'll start 3, 2, 1. You can do the question one at a time.
No, together.
Yeah, I'm saying we'll start 3.
Why we don't do the question?
I'm just telling you, I've seen Mo the Monster's dick, and I don't know if you want to set the bar.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want Mo to set the bar.
Also, but Rich has a Dungeons & Dragons game he has to get to.
Dude, Amon might have a fucking monster in his pants. I'm telling you, my best guess is Rich is not going to be as big as Mo the Monster. I'm sorry, I'll say it out loud.
I don't know.
I love him. He's a sweetheart.
I like taking wild. I bet with my heart.
But yeah, me too. I only bet Eagles and Sixers, dude. Never bet against them, even when I knew they were.
You have to know something. The size is not important. Oh. It's the way they use it.
Yes.
Okay.
And you know what is the most important? Do you know what is the most important?
That in the Brooklyn Bridge.
Now, how do you feel about 4-inch penises?
Honey, if you have a great fucking tongue, I don't care if you don't have no penis.
I have a thing. Yeah, there you go.
Four. Oh, Segla, you rule. Okay, go ahead. I've asked the final question. Who do you want to start with? We'll do it one at a time, but who do you want to see first?
I want to see the three together.
All three at once.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I mean, no. I got to be honest with you. When you said it, it is the funniest.
It is the funniest, but I'm doing it for you guys. I don't know. It feels like
I thought everyone should get their moment. But if you think you want to see all three at once... Okay, it's going to cut down on the funny.
I want to see 5 at once.
Oh. No, generally speaking.
Go. Jay, is a time in every man's life.
You just got to go for it. Mo?
Nope. I didn't read the How to Do Stand-Up Comedy to be...
Yes, you did.
I didn't read What's Her Face's...
Judy Blume?
I didn't read Judy Blume's book to whip my dick out. On a podcast.
Okay. All these questions help me to get to know you, babies. And I love you. You're so hot. So I love the variety. Egypto, Ireland, and my baby. Mm-mm. Hot son of a bitch. Okay.
And Rich. Huh? Don't forget Rich.
And yes, also Rich.
I'm still here. Now we get down to what is importante. Importante.
By the way, Rich is the subtle hero of the day.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that he's going through it all this
dude, Rich
is
rules.
The best. Rich, I need my computer fixed. Would you? I'm sorry.
Let's see all those fucking hot dicks right now. In the same time,
nice,
I'm so fucking.
Dude.
I was waiting for this
Ace
moment.
Ace is gonna balance a white claw on the head.
Oh, fucking! The whole hour I was waiting for this fucking moment on the list.
We should go in order. We should go in order one
let's
at a time.
Let's go in order.
You want to start? Who do you want to start with? You pick who goes first.
Okay, let's get the monster.
The monster first.
That's. I feel like that's a headliner thing.
We lost.
If your birth last name is
I want the monster.
That feels like an anchor.
Behind the scenes.
Let's get a monster.
Laney, is Christine, dildoing herself on the couch?
Can we do this right in the center of the...
She knows she wants to watch through the window. Just stand like up, you pig.
I feel like I'm going to feel the heat from his dick the closer you are.
Brendan, this thing deserves to be seen.
I'm going to, but...
Come.
Yeah, you know, you guys can switch. That's fair. You guys can switch chairs. Can they switch chairs?
Can we switch chairs?
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's have them switch chairs. Perfect.
Okay. If you're not ready, he's ready.
Well, wait. Switch chairs first, though. You and Brendan switch chairs.
What happened?
You guys will switch chairs.
Do you want to switch?
Yeah, so you can have the dicks in your face.
Swish chairs?
Why you don't want to
switch? I don't speak whatever you speak.
You know what I think?
Maybe you guys swap chairs?
I'm more of a pussy in my face guy.
Yeah.
Shannon?
I like both.
Is this going to do well to other people later?
Oh, yeah.
I love cock. I think so.
Is this what they like?
Now I feel comfortable to be...
Okay, today I have to put it, so I don't need no more.
Maybe that's the name of the show.
Shirk off.
You look fatter over here, though.
Shirk off?
Hello, honey.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so I am ready for...
Just so you know, once you summon the monster, it has to taste blood before it goes away.
Yeah, its eye is literally going to get bigger.
Amon, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Amon, if you want to go first...
Who's ready for?
I mean, if you could,
the mic.
Help us out, you know.
Yeah. Help myself.
Richie, if you have to, stare at my ass. Yeah, if you want to get worked up, I'll twerk for you, dude. Is this doing anything for you?
Yeah.
Rich, is this what you fucking want, you piece of shit?
Yeah, dude, we'll throw some fucking hentai on if you want.
Is this what you love, you fucking freak?
Yeah, you freak.
You had to start touching yourself. I rumble.
Oh, it is hot when she tells you to, though, isn't it?
Touch yourself, lay down. The way you do every fucking morning when you wake up in the shower, bitch.
Sexy
I know
Vanessa.
You do.
Whoa. Are you playing with your challenge? I didn't realize you were doing something. It was got exciting. Yeah. Sorry. I have
my leather pants, and I can do whatever I want.
Well,
I have,
not really
a, I have a monster next to me.
Yeah, Mo the monster.
Oh. More
the monster. Yeah, well, I mean, monster's really a...
That was just with a nickname. Right?
Yeah, it's after college. I'm a different guy.
Yeah. Oh, of course, Mo. Damn.
Are you happy?
Shannon.
Yep.
Shannon.
Whose dick are you most excited to see?
I actually am.
I have seen Mo the Monster several times.
Yeah. We haven't we all, but I'll tell you this. I think Dark Horse, fucking Rich.
I feel like you're putting a lot of pressure on Rich, though,
dick
now.
Dick it out.
Why? Because I'm showing confidence in him?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't show confidence in another man without people thinking it's weird.
Just dick it out.
Damn.
I mean, show the way it is because I know how to make it better.
Dude,
later.
If Mo the Monster was outside in a blizzard right now, I wouldn't
Jesus
pull my
Christ.
Dick out next to him.
He just pulled it out and then put it back in like the beginning of a horror movie.
It took multiple doing? It took multiple like fucking
Yeah, dude. It looks like the Loch Ness Monster.
Contest, right?
There's so many levels. Well, here's the thing. I would say it's an unfair contest, but she said size isn't all she's judging on.
There you go. Yeah, she wants it out. There you go.
Yeah.
Honey, sizes is not, like I said, is not really important.
Hey.
Yes, baby.
Rich's wiener's decent.
Decent, and he collects lightsabers.
You love me. I love you.
He's got a good enough dick that he shaves his dick hair off.
Do you did that for this?
No, I do it
regularly. I feel like each of them should like present the one at a time.
I agree. Who's ready to present? Is anybody ready to present?
I'm comfortable here, but I love to watch all together.
Sexy Vanessa, Vex. Well, we want to have him come to the microphone one at a time and present to you, and then you give your
microphone.
But wait, and then Sexy Vanessa, you will. Say what you will judge each one individually.
Okay, baby. I'm ready.
But who's ready? Who do we say is ready?
I don't know who's ready.
No, you could have pulled your dick out while you were asleep and it's going to win this fucking thing on size, you son of a bitch.
I would love if Mo pulled his dick out and it was also wearing little glasses.
Vanessa, do you shave bald or you have a bush?
I used to shave balls and ass so because I like the ass really clean. I like to fucking shave the ass. Yeah. Do you shave your ass?
No, I don't. But I do shave my balls.
Is a shame.
I shave the shit out of my balls though.
No, but you had to shave the ass.
No. Why?
I don't have a hairy ass.
Well, because somebody likes to stick the tongue there.
That's fine. It's not that hairy for sure.
What happened?
Oh, hang on. All right, so Ace, pop up to the microphone for a second. Sure, what's up? I can tell you.
I am comfortable. Yeah. I am watching.
He's nervous right now, but I'll tell you what, he pulled it out, and I'll tell you, this Everybody thing's a grower.
I'm a little nervous, but I put it out right away.
Of course, you have to be.
Yeah.
You're in front of this man. You have to be nervous.
You're welcome.
Nervous.
Yeah.
You're
welcome.
My By the way, never be hard. You crazy.
Let me understand. Let me tell you something about let me tell you something about me, Jay Oakerson, and Brendan Sagalow right now. If I was asked to do this, one, it'd be my biggest nightmare in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I would never because of my humiliation. You guys are killing it right now.
Yeah, I mean, this is
you're killing it.
This is great,
Rich. I'm already impressed. You're already a winner in my eyes.
Yeah.
Good. Now, what do you think about Ace's? About Ace's dick.
That's definitely a grower.
How do you feel?
I see it. It's like when a cat is sitting down.
You know what the good thing about the cock is average? It can be perfect for every hole.
That's what I'm always saying.
Do you know, because when it's too big,
yes.
It's not good for every hole.
I don't want to fuck you. I'm like, what about your butthole?
I have a master key. It's good for every hole.
Yeah, that's right. I agree with you. Ace's dick is good for every hole.
You can put it in everywhere, every hole.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mouth, your nostrils, your butthole.
If there's no, the guys that are big, they have limitations.
I know. What a horror.
Sometimes you have a huge, you see a huge cock, and you know what you tell them? There is a door.
You know what they're saying? She's saying that your dick has a glass ceiling that's ready to be broken through by a pioneer.
Yeah, let it be known. If you got a big dick, there's the door.
Catch me if you can.
So I'm saying Ace's dick is still in the game. You haven't decided based yet off of his dick if he's the one you're going to pick. He's still in the game.
Of course.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ace.
Thank you so much.
Who should go next? We should let Rich go next. Because Mo's doing something. He's going to do something. He's going to make radio history.
You average. Come here, my lover.
Rich,
my Irish boy.
I'm so proud of you.
I want to tell you something.
First of all, I don't even know if this is your always soft dick, but when my dick is like, I don't know if I've been yanking on it a little bit or it's warm out and I feel that dick, I want to show everybody. So what you're rocking, that's the dick where I pull it out in front of my chick and I'm like, I'm just kind of laying here or whatever.
Can you move those headphones?
Yeah. Real nice, Shannon. Yeah. Go ahead. Here,
like, yes, you have to touch now.
Yeah.
I'm flattered.
Shannon, you
Shannon
pig.
Shannon said that so quickly.
Shannon,
I'm going to put it back headphones? Now.
Shannon, can you play wingman on this a little bit and say, what was your thing of Ace's dick and then maybe give a thing on Rich's dick? I think both are fucking great.
Good balls on Rich.
And Rich also has a heavy set on him, which
it's
is solid.
It's nice when the balls are not so big because I like to put the two balls in my mouth.
And that's wisdom talking right there.
I love
that. That is years
the
of wisdom.
Two balls in my mouth and, you know, I lick them and it's so hot. But when they are too big, you cannot put it.
Stupid old fucking. Yeah,
you need to stop that.
That's what I'm saying. Don't suck Jew balls. Am I right, sexy Vanessa? You heard it here first. Shannon, your thoughts on Rich's dick, please? Your thoughts?
Okay, I'm going to just look at it from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's lovely.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Did you see, saw Ace's?
It's lovely. It's my Irish boy.
Ace, would you mind showing Shannon your dick one more time? Because Shannon is fucking pretty righteous, too, and she deserves this.
I was focusing
this.
On the shot. Yeah. I didn't actually see it.
I mean, just for Shannon, she's so hot, it's crazy you wouldn't want to. She's selling her farts in the jar, if you're curious.
I saw.
It's okay. Maybe it's time.
Like it's fine. It's fair.
Very, very into.
All right, I guess it's time for the big show. Well,
it's a big show.
Mo, if you could make your way up to the microphone, please.
Mo, can you whip your dick out and be in the same room?
That's Brendan. That's not hard, dude. That's not hard. He could bend that in half if he wanted to.
Oh my God,
your
waist looks like Jar Jar Binks.
The strippers.
They cheating me. You know what I'm saying?
Sexy Vanessa, God. Would you be willing to grab it so we can just see the magnificence that is this thing hard?
Whoa, it looks rubber.
There is no time in my dick's any level of its evolution where you can grab it in the middle and make another part of it flap around.
Yeah, I don't think you could even get two fingers around mine.
I told you outside before the show, and would you say I oversold it?
No, you sold it exactly how it is.
I said you're going to think about it.
I don't even think I've eaten a steak that was that thick.
If Mo the Monster wanted to fuck my girlfriend, I'd have to be
don't
like,
you
should experience that in your life.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what to say. I go,
let me know what it was like.
I go, Mo's a good dude. I know he doesn't get attached. Have at it.
Let me ask you a question.
Does it fit between your boobs? I know.
No,
I was wondering that too.
You don't know what I'm going to ask him.
Oh, I thought it was better.
You have a good tongue? Because if you don't turn, you have to turn me on with your freaking tongue and lick my pussy really good and make me wet before I get that monster.
This guy's a freestyle also champion in Westchester balls. County.
I feel like the
you
balls
like his
don't.
Balls?
Yeah, he's got good balls.
You want to grab them?
No.
Well, oh, okay. When your dick's 10 inches long, it doesn't matter what your balls are doing.
Exactly.
This is bad group activity.
So, Jay, I think that
don't worry about it. No.
Shannon, what are you saying?
I think you should pick her winner.
Okay, so go ahead. Judging by what you've seen.
And the questions.
And the questions. Thank you, Shannon. Also the questions. Who is going to go back and rock your world tonight while you're in New York City?
Next time you come through.
In the dating game. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Mo, whose dick is literally in his pocket? Is it going to be Ace, who's suave as a motherfucker? He's coming in suave as shit.
Yeah.
I bet he's got his dick sucked in a convertible
before. I love challenge.
And let's also talk Rich.
Rich.
Let's not count out Rich.
Rich has a great number two. Get over here, number two. Number two, you fucking put your chin up, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
I don't want you to completely fucking count out Rich.
I love challenge.
Okay.
And I love
Rich
to
will
make
show you his Mandalorian.
Okay.
Memorabilia.
So.
And I'm going to. Number one.
You race traitor.
Damn, dude.
You know, I would like to thank the little people.
Yeah.
Me,
Mama,
Jay.
Thanks for always believing in me. Rick Rubin,
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lenny. Shout out to Jay for
putting
me
out. Let me ask you a question.
You want your producer all up in your video.
Sexy Vanessa, quick question.
Shout out to Shannon in the back with the ill graphics.
Mo, do me a favor. Go outside and hit on Christine.
I'd like to give a shout out to my coworker, Pat Soliano, my best friend, Will Sim. You heard? We're doing good tonight.
Hell yeah.
Fuck
dude.
Yeah, Ace. Thank you for being
Irish
here, dude.
Boy.
That was fucking awesome, man.
He's my Irish boy.
Do the other two guys want to do plugs?
Yeah, do you want anything else you want to plug, dude? Because we want everybody to plug everything. That's good. Rich, is anything you want to plug, dude? You have like a.
Hold your head, man.
I'm Irish. I've got a Facebook page.
Social media, yeah, dude, for sure.
It's Words from the Woods. It's a self-help page that I have.
Oh, yeah, self help. But if you're wondering,
yeah.
Get a decent cock.
Yeah, I would take advice from him.
Yeah. Absolutely. Question, Sexy Vanessa, do you believe you could take Mo the Monster in your butt?
I had, yeah.
You have?
Oh,
got
of course.
You took?
I had, and I have.
What's the biggest you've had in your butt?
Oof. And does that feel
and
like
that
a
was
nice
like
poop
a,
coming out?
2 months ago in LA was
two
like
ago
thick.
In LA.
Yeah,
super nice. Thick.
And you know what? Can I tell you something? The first
you
cock
you
that
the
I
Mexico.
No, listen to me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm talking. So listen, the first anal thing was, working, you know,
a biggie.
Was Shawn Michaels.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
The wrestler?
Shout out to the OG
no,
Shawn
but listen
Michaels.
To me.
11 inches, dude.
Listen
wow.
To me.
Didn't know his dick was big until he got in the porn. How funny is
and
that?
And you know what? Whoa. That was a long time ago. And then the guy, the photographer said, well, you do anal. No, I never did anal before. And Shawn says, leave us alone. He's such a fucking great lover. And he make everything so smooth. And it made me feel so comfortable. When it's, you have to know how to do it. Doesn't matter the size. You have to know how.
What a coming of age story.
Yeah.
I 11 inches up your butt. That is impressive.
No, it's not freaking 11. That
it
is
11.
It's a fantasy.
No, a fantasy? No, that
thing's
like
eight.
Big.
No,
it's eight?
Yeah.
No, Vanessa,
I've been with Sean many times.
You're not
it's
giving
not
yourself
11.
Enough credit. You took 11 inches.
I don't know.
Butthole.
I am definitely 11 and a half inches.
11 and a half inches.
With
Mo
ruler,
the monster.
You know what? Everyone
balls,
say more
inches.
Like, you know what I mean? Oh, you want to be
who says
more?
I say
everybody
less.
Everybody is eight, they say 11. Don't believe
let
it.
Me tell you
anything
something.
They say.
Get the ruler.
Yeah.
Get the ruler.
Yo.
But shout out to Shawn Michaels.
What is your ruler?
Do they make a ruler?
Shout out to Lex Steel.
I'm going to warn you right now.
Marcus.
Yo, Sexy Vanessa. On God. Don't be coming at fucking Mother Monster like that. Sexy Vanessa. On God. Sexy Vanessa. On God. Don't fucking come at Mother Monster talking no bullshit.
Bullshit.
On God.
On God.
I'll pull it out.
You want to end up on World Star?
What you going to do with it? What's she going
to
do with it?
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you, I want to see this scene. We're going to go to the hotel tonight. We're going to shoot the show on some OnlyFans.
Fuck yeah.
Hit her OnlyFans. Hit my OnlyFans. Yeah. Let's turn up.
I'm going to suck off Sean.
Whoa.
I'm going to suck off Rich.
Sean.
Sean Michaels. I have no gag
I'm
going
to find him.
Shout out to Sean, though.
Do you know Sean Michaels?
That's my OG. It's his mentor.
Oh, yeah. Did you work with him?
He taught him everything he knows.
He's the best.
Sexy Vanessa. Sexy Vanessa. Let's pull the curtain for a second.
Yeah.
Is there any chance you're going to go home with Mo the Monster and come back to your hotel with you right now and give you the biz? Is there any reality to that?
What do you say?
I know. It's very fast. I'm sorry.
The Monster.
Go back to your hotel-o and have sex with you-o.
In the biblioteca.
Yes.
In which take?
In the biblioteca.
Is he gonna go to your casa?
Her day with him is next time.
And put his sausage in your.
We have already.
Vanessa,
right?
We made plans.
We don't even have to go out. Let's do it right here on the table, live.
You made plans.
Sexy Vanessa, no way you're gonna suck his dick right here. That's what
are you gonna suck his dick right here?
You're not gonna suck his dick right here. That's crazy.
That would be crazy to do.
There's no way you're gonna suck his dick right here. That's not.
Me?
No way. That's crazy.
No way. That would be so cool.
Never do that.
No, you're a kingpin's wife.
No.
Yeah.
Stop that shit. That's crazy.
That would only be so cool.
Mo, but I'll tell you what, you are gonna fuck her at the Best Western. On 75th Street.
Hell yeah.
I hope it's the Best Western.
I hope you guys get to go to the new Krispy Kreme store in Times Square.
Are you Irish?
I am, yeah.
I love Irish men.
Yeah. How can you tell by his blonde dick
hair?
He's
so hot, you know? Why are you Italian?
And
I'm Jewish.
Oh, I love Jewish men. They have
Brendan
big cocks.
Brendan is very sexy.
You have a big cock.
I've got a
Jewish man.
What did you say?
Big cock, you have big cocks. Jewish men, they have big cocks. Everyone.
Cocks?
Whatever.
Big cocks.
Big cocks?
I don't have a big cock. I'm sorry. It's fine.
Okay, but it's okay.
Look, Christine, stand up. Do this.
That's actually how she has to jerk
Christine,
him off.
Christine, stand up.
Just slapping it.
Show her how big my dick is. It's like, fine. It's like. It's
She's
like,
saying it's great. I hear her out there.
Christine, sit down, you lying bitch. I'm going to hit her for that.
Just she so you know. Had experience, Christina?
She has experience?
No, with you.
With me? Oh, yeah. Oh, she's in the girls,
too. You know my real name is Christina, no? When you called her, I thought you were
I didn't know that,
me.
But the cartel's going to find you.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that, but holy shit, did you just turn yourself in? Oh, my God.
Oh,
no. Rodriguez is back in town. You're dead, bitch. Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing longtime sponsors. And, boy, was I just talking to Brendan Sagalow about this today. Blue Chew. I know Brendan Sagalow is historically rocking a 4-inch piece. And Shannon, that just makes you dry right up like there's fucking kitty litter in your sniz. But
I saw a picture of it. It's not terrible.
Of his dick?
Mm-hmm. He showed me at Skankfest.
Oh, that's pretty chill. Mm-hmm. Hard.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
It's fine.
You don't need more than I think that's actually the cutoff, though. I think 4 is the cutoff where girls go, 4 can work.
I think so.
I think lower than 4 is where you start getting like, it's just not doing it. It's not hitting the spot.
Yeah, because then it's like shorter than a finger.
Yeah, but I think all the valuable nerve endings are in the first 4 inches. I think that's a weird, exacta measurement, but I've always heard that.
I think that's true.
I've hung my hat on it. That's right, ladies. I'm 2 inches too deep into you. You can't even barely take it. Well, you better hope I don't take a Blue Chew because now I'm going to have a vein up the side. That's right. It's going to look like a predator handshake. So veiny and hard with Blue Chew. Have you ever fucked someone using Blue Chew, Shannon?
No, I haven't had sex in 4 years, Jay. It was like before Blue Chew was even invented.
Well, I took one about 15 minutes ago. Pop this in your mouth real quick and tell me. Hard, right?
So hard.
Shannon, if you were funny, you'd have been like, oh, hard.
Sorry,
I'm a
bad actor.
Oh, very hard. Oh, my God. Your balls are on my chin. It's down my throat.
That's it. That was me. That was my voice.
That was Shannon, everybody. Can you believe she let me put my cock in her mouth? Our whole relationship's different now, but we're not going to talk about it ever again. Blue Chew tablets help you not just get a harder erection, but maintain it. It's so great. It's got the same, Blue Chew's chewables have the same ingredients as the big dog's Viagra and Cialis. Sorry. Sorry, I'm a little gassy from all, I can't believe Shannon blew me. Can you believe that, guys? I finished on her. So much cum. And she loved it because it was a lot. She told me. She would have been upset if it was just a little bit. But the fact that I completely covered her face. It looks like she's wearing one of those masks you put on now. You know, where it covers your whole face? Uh-huh. Those masks?
Yep.
It's a peel-off. No charcoal in it, if you know what I mean. Listen, if you could benefit from a little extra confidence in the bedroom, and we all can, go to BlueChew.com and get more details and important safety information. And we have an amazing deal for our listeners. You try Blue Chew free. You chew it. You don't even have to swallow it. You chew it. It tastes like candy. And boy, oh boy, does it fucking work. It's cheaper than the pharmacy. It's made in the USA, too, for you hillbillies. BlueChew.com. You get it for free when you use the promo code SDR at checkout. That's pretty cool. Only $5 shipping. That's it. A 5-spot for free boners. BlueChew.com, promo code SDR to receive your first month for free. Just shipping. And we thank Blue Chew for always sponsoring these podcasts and standing behind our brand of comedy here. We love Blue Chew. Use them. BlueChew.com, promo code SDR, first month for free. All right, where were we?
I'm going to take a bullet.
Sexy Vanessa, let's hit the first real quick. Let's answer her first. Shannon, yeah? We're all going to enjoy these questions.
First time ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
Do you want to let the guys out?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I feel bad. They're just standing. Mo,
go fluff more. Well, I know you have to be sitting down to get a fully hard dick because there's too much blood going to your legs. Thank you so much, everybody. That's Ace. That's Rich. That's Mo the Monster.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. Sexy Vanessa, on the show, we always ask at the end of the show, the show is called Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. We asked you your firsts of all three of those things. So we asked you your first sexual experience, your first drugs experience, your first rock and roll experience. By rock and roll, we mean concert. And we'll start with concert. What was the first concert you ever went to in your life that you chose to go to, like your choice?
Oh, it was Rolling Stones.
Wow.
And
that's awesome.
And I fucking, I didn't like it. But I don't want to say that, but I didn't like
it. Why, you didn't like it?
I was in pain.
Why?
Because I'm not into rock and roll. And they invited me, my girlfriend, that they have a connection. I was in the first row.
First row of the Rolling Stones. I mean, you had a pretty monumental moment.
No, listen to me. I was like in the early 90s. And then he brought me there. Like, oh my God. I was in pain because I just, it's not my music. You know what I mean? And I met them and everything.
What's your favorite band? Nice. What's your favorite kind of music?
Well, like now, I love The Weeknd. I like nice music. I don't like, I'm not into
R&B,
rock and roll
R&B.
Because ooh. I didn't grow up with rock and roll. No.
Selena?
Selena.
Everyone loves
I
Selena.
I like The Weeknd. I love Rihanna. I like a lot of
with you.
Yeah.
And I know it's not right. Damn, I'm a songbird.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm Argentinian, and what I like, you don't like. And
you're Argentinian.
What you like.
Hell yeah.
I don't like rock and roll. I'm
why didn't
sorry.
You laugh harder at my Milanesis joke earlier? I said Milanesis earlier. Okay, the second question is drugs. Besides pot, unless weed is the only thing, pot's the only thing you've ever done drugs-wise, what's
tried.
The first drug you did besides weed? Cocaine.
Nice.
I try, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I was a kingpin.
One yeah, she was, here,
did you,
one
the first
there.
Time you did you love it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
I've never done it in my life.
Well,
I'm wrong.
The thing that you cannot do it anymore because now it's not clean anymore. Fentanyl, but by then in the 80s.
We might die. But
in the 80s was what you were not alive.
I wasn't even born yet.
No, I know that.
What year were you born?
1991.
Wow, no shit.
Yeah.
I thought you were born in the 80s, maybe.
No.
Damn.
No, look at him. He's a baby.
He is a little baby.
So funny for a baby.
But the coke is only for women, not for men.
Yeah, I did 2 lines of coke total in my life. One
not,
line
it's,
twice.
It's not for men.
It was, I did it, and I tell you what, when I both times I did it, I was like, oh, I feel like I'm wasting. I don't want to find out. I'm very addictive.
Mm.
I don't want to find out I love it.
If I love it,
it's going to be a problem.
It's the best when you drink, too. It's like, it's not cool when you're doing it sober or like whatever. But when you're drinking and you're like...
It gets you sober. Sober you up.
A little bit, but it doesn't like turn you into, oh, what you were hours before.
No,
that.
No, you're just you're all the fun of drunk without passing out.
Exactly. You're like one or two beers
one
back. You're back to one, 2 beers.
And two lines, and you're the winner.
Huh?
Brendan's the
winner?
You
were, no, one line or two lines, you feel great.
Oh, I thought you were saying Brendan won it, and you're not going to fuck Mo the Monster, you're going to fuck Brendan instead.
Hell yeah.
A winner. I say.
Wiener. Oh.
Wiener.
I'm a number one wiener.
The third question is, what's your first sexual experience, your virginity, when you lost your virginity?
Well, I was 13.
13?
Yeah.
How old was the guy?
Wow.
I was my first boyfriend. I was with him three years, but my best experience when I was 18. I have this older boyfriend, and at my birthday, he says, I have one incredible experience for you, a surprise. But I have to blindfold you. I was only 18 years old. I said, okay. I was like into everything, and I like to experience it. So he blindfolded. Suddenly, somebody's kissing me. I was not him. Very nice and gentle and soft. I think the blender was a beautiful blonde with a beautiful lipstick with a... I never forget her. It was Adriana Broski.
Your first sexual experience? Oh, no, not your first experience, but
with
at
a girl.
18, with a girl.
With a girl. And I love it. Nice. I love it, yeah. It was great. And then we start a relationship, and I dropped my boyfriend because he was a fucking bandit. I said, I'd rather be with her than you.
Right?
I'd rather be with her than you, yeah. Not rather be with I was with her before.
Yeah, you were with her, but then you realize eventually it was like, oh my God,
shut up. No, we were friends for a long time. We were friends for a long time, but no relationship. It was like a sex relationship. I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my experience.
You ever put a fist inside of a woman? A whole fist?
No, a man.
Only a man?
A man?
Yeah.
Boy, boy, was it a man.
Oh, my God.
That was a man, all right. Boy, oh, boy. I'll tell you what. If you take if you take three fingers up your ass, I'm like, you might be gay. You take a fist,
whole
you're back
fist?
To a man.
Yeah, you're a fucking dude. That's fucking cool, man.
Yeah, three fingers, you're a fucking fruit. But
fists
a
are made
fist,
for...
dude, you are a bro through and through. Man, what a man.
Fists are made for two things, punching and assholes.
Sexy Vanessa, so fucking fun having you here. You were a delight. Thank you so much. We're going to do a plug. Tell me all the things you want to plug on the show, your website, your social media.
Oh, well, my OnlyFans, you know, it's OnlyFans.com, Sexy Vanessa. I'm waiting for you, baby, to interact with you and do all sexy and naughty things.
Hell yeah. This sounds like a commercial you wake up to.
I hope you signed up before tonight, because tomorrow
she's
going to be split
in half by Mo the Monster. If you want to FaceTime with me, FaceTime with your favorite star like me, and we do FaceTime, we do phone sex, we do whatever you want.
Oh, nice.
On Twitter, @SexyVanessa, Tree Twitter, and Instagram.
Hell yeah. You could jerk off. You could fucking ask personal questions about George Jung's entire fucking situation.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You know what? You know what? I love your energy.
Oh, thank you.
You're fantastic. You made me feel so happy and crazy.
Oh, this is
and open, and I feel I can say whatever I fucking want here.
You absolutely can. Please,
and it's what I would like.
Hell,
you know what I mean? That's why you made me feel that comfortable.
Sexy,
and I love you.
You were all. You came.
And thank you
and
so
you
much
down.
To invite me to your
you
show.
You were played along, and you were so fun. Brendan,
and I have this
buddy?
Boy. I'm gonna see this boy tomorrow.
Teach him a lesson about wisdom.
Hell
plug
yeah.
all your stuff, buddy.
@BrendanSaglow, Twitter, Instagram. If you're in Boston this weekend, I'm at the Hideout Friday and Saturday. And here's the scenario.
Fuck
That's
yeah.
It.
Shannon?
You can follow me on Instagram, ShannonLee6982. Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Next weekend, everybody, Milwaukee for the first time in Milwaukee Improv. I'll be out there. Aaliyah Janine's going to be with me out there, actually. That's right. Talking about porn, y'all.
Man.
Aaliyah Janine's going to be hanging out with me there, doing the shows, featuring. So, and then also Addison, Texas after that, Addison Improv. I'm all over the place. I'm booked up throughout the first half of the year a ton. So look for a city near you at BigJComedy.com. Of course, The Bonfire on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. Legion of Skanks right here on the Guest Digital Network. And check out my specials, of course, on Netflix, Comedy Central. And new Crowdwork album coming soon. And we're going to figure out how I'm going to do a special this year, motherfucker.
Who are you yelling at?
I'll tell you what I'm yelling at. I'm fine to self-produce.
Yeah.
But I'm so bummed I have to.
Mm.
Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, totally.
I'm just like, they asked me to do Degenerates. And they said, if you do Degenerates, because I said I want to do an hour. Mm-hmm. And they were like, if you do Degenerates, half hour, that's the path. And I did Degenerates, and people on Degenerates Season 2 have hour specials now. And you're like, come on, dude, that's fun. That just bums me out.
Answer the emails.
Yeah, you fucks.
Now I get it. Yeah.
Just like, fucks. So, yeah. So I'm like, of course, I'll self-produce. It's going to be great. I'll be exactly what I want then, too.
Yeah.
But you're still like, I can't believe no one wants it before we do it.
And then the thought of just having to do work that you know you don't have to do if they just did what they said they would.
And of course, follow Ralph at I Am Ralph Sutton on everything if you want to watch a fucking old man jog and talk shit about fucking food he cooks for himself. Good Sugar Podcast he does with another guy. And some other thing he does. And he'll do something else. Follow him and check him out or that stuff. And we'll catch you guys next week.
A song.
Oh, we usually always do the song of the week. So let's pick a song. This will be a fun one. What's a good song? Oh, Don't Want No Short Dick Man, of course. We'll throw them in the... Is that good, Shannon?
Yeah.
Don't want no short dick man. You don't want no short dick man. Not short.
She doesn't care. It's all about the motion.
It's all about the tongue. No, it's the tongue.
And it's the tongue.
It's all about chemistry.
Can I tell you something? I eat really good pussy, but that's because I'm fat. All fat guys
do. All I need is a tongue. Right. I don't fucking care how tall and short.
Man, that's the first sentence I understood you said all night.
If you have a good tongue.
Because I wanted to understand it.
Give a shit.
We'll catch you guys later this week. What's Saturday? Brendan Boyd?
I don't remember.
Oh, this Saturday there'll be a show.
Yeah, it'll be a great one.
Watch it. Maybe I'm on it. I don't even know. We'll catch you guys next time on SDR Show. Peace.
Listening to the SDR Show.